Peace, brothers and sisters.
上一次啊, 我们借着使徒保罗的交通, 我们交通到认识神永远旨意的重要。
Last time, through the sharings of Paul, we talked about knowing the importance of knowing his eternal purpose.
今天想借着使徒约翰的交通, 我们交通神永远旨意的源头是永在的父。
And today, through the words of Apostle John, we would like to share the origin of his eternal purpose. That is his fatherly heart, the heart of a father. As we truly enter into the fellowship of His eternal purpose, as we enter into the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, previously we used to live for eternity. We were looking forward to eternity. Now we can be living in eternity. So as we begin, we would like to read three scriptures. And we can read it Chinese and English together.
请大家读的时候注意一下画红线的地方。
And as you read, I would like you to pay attention to the red highlighted letters.
都在约翰一书的里面。
They're all found in 1 John.
一章三节我们一起来。
We begin with chapter 1 verse 3.
我们将所看见,
that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And then chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, I am writing these things to you, so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And then chapter 3 verse 1.
你看,
and now, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him.
今天我们要继续上次所交通的题目。
So today we'll begin the talk. We will continue the topic that we shared last time.
希望弟兄姊妹还记得上次交通的内容。
I hope some of you still remember what we shared.
我们今天要交通四个方面。
And we will have four subtopics.
第一个我们要认识。 我们先做一点认识神永远旨意的回顾。
First, we will have a brief review of understanding God's eternal purpose.
第二，我们要看见神永远旨意的源头是在永在的父。
Secondly, we will see the origin of His eternal purpose is about He being the eternal Father. He has this heart of a Father.
第三，我们要看见认识神是我们的父。
Thirdly, we want to see that knowing that He is truly our Father.
第四个，我们要交通认识神为父的心，为什么会影响我们对神永远旨意的追求。
Fourthly, we will see how knowing His fatherly heart will affect our pursuit of His eternal purpose.
那我们交通四个方面。
So we will share from four different aspects.
因为我们提到父亲的时候，我们说出父亲心中的期望。
As we talk about our Father, we know He has an expectation.
那这个会使我们脱离宗教。
And His expectation for us will set us free from the religious legalism.
第二，当我们说到父亲的时候，我们知道父亲是说出与他与神儿与他儿女生命的分享。Secondly,
as we talk about the Father, He wants to share the life with His children.
这个会让我们对苦难有一个新的认识。Which
will give us a new understanding of suffering.
第三，我们讲到父亲的时候，我们想到他爱的扶持。Thirdly,
as we think of our Father, we think about how He supports us in His love.
这能够帮助我们胜过难处和胜过仇敌的谎言。Which
helps us to overcome difficulties and lies of the enemy.
第四，当然我们说到父亲的时候，我们就想到他的家。And
of course, as we talk about the Father, we think about His house, His home.
我们要说到当生命成熟的目的。 是我们在聚会中学习做父亲。And
that our life can mature so that we can also learn to be a father in the fellowship.
我们先有点祷告。So
let us begin with a word of prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父亲, 我们每次谈到你心中所迫切想要的时候, 我们觉得自己何等的微小, 自己何等的无助,
Dear Abba Father, whenever we think about your desire in your heart, we feel that we are so small, so helpless, and we are fear and trembling before you. We fear that we may misrepresent your desire. So Lord, may you hold us near to your heart. We know only the Holy Spirit can explain to us spiritual things. So
we may 求圣灵亲自运行在弟兄姊妹在我们当中亲自做解释的工作。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit will move among us, that you will explain things to us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我们先看一看神永远旨意的回顾。
First, we'll have a brief review of the understanding of God's eternal purpose.
我们上次提到神永远旨意它是怎么来的。
Last time, we talked about how this eternal purpose of God came about.
我们看见远在万世以前，在神心中有一件事情，这件事情让神的心非常喜悦，非常满足。
We saw that before anything was made, there was already a desire in God's heart, and this thing truly satisfies his heart.
所以神就因着这个喜悦，他定下了一个旨意。
And because this pleasure, this desire, he has set a purpose.
因着这个旨意呢，父、子、圣灵三位一体的神，他们在神格的里面有了一个会议。
And for this purpose that he had in his heart, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Godhead had a council together.
那在这个会议的里面，他们就做出了决议。
And in this council, they made the decision.
所以他们就照着他们所决定的，他们定下了一个计划。
So according to this thought and this decision, they have made a plan.
然后三位一体的神，他们就在时间中，在宇宙中，在环境中，照着他们这个计划，行作万事。
So this triune God in time, in the space, in the current situation, they have carried out their plan.
所以神做每一件事情是为了成就这个计划。
So everything that he does is to finish, to accomplish his plan.
所以你可以看见神永远的旨意，他控制着一切。
So we see this, his eternal purpose is overarching everything that happens in the universe.
他不但控制了整个宇宙，也控制了教会的道路。他也控制我们每一个基督徒的生活。
Not only he's in control of the whole universe, he's in control of the universal church and all of our daily life.
万事发生并且互相效力
he causes,
是为着他永远的旨意。
He causes all things to work together. It's for his eternal purpose.
我们也看见当神永远旨意的目的达成的时候，他是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
And we also saw that the accomplishment of his purpose is that in the time that's fulfilled, all things will be brought under Christ Jesus in heaven and on earth.
万有都要彰显神儿子的荣耀。
All things will display the glory of the Son of God.
主在凡事上居首位。
That he will be preeminent over all things.
主在凡事上居首位，在神心里面是有非常具体的方向和目标的。
And when he wants the Lord to be preeminent, he's very specific.
简单的说，父神他得着一个大家庭，得着众子。
And simply said, the Father wants to gain a big family, to gain many sons.
每一个儿子都有基督的形象。但是基督是长子，他居首位。
And every son will display the life and the image of his son Jesus Christ. But Christ is the firstborn; he is preeminent.
并且神的儿子亲自治理神的家，他居首位。
And the Son of God will be over the house of God, over all, and he is preeminent.
神的儿子基督，他得着基督的身体，他是基督是头，他居首位。
But also Christ will gain the body of Christ. He is the head, and he is also preeminent.
当基督的身体长成基督的身量，与基督联合，他成为基督的妻，他仍然是头，他居首位。
And when the body of Christ is fully grown, he becomes the bride of Christ, a companion for him. Christ is still the head, still preeminent.
那我们看见圣灵他得着居住的灵宫，他要彰显神的荣耀和美德。
And the Holy Spirit also gains a dwelling place a spiritual house that manifests the glory and the excellency of Christ.
基督是从死里首先复生的，是匠人所砌的石头，成了房角的那头块石头。
Christ being the firstborn, the resurrected out of the dead, he is the cornerstone, and he is also preeminent.
基督是那房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，他居首位。
He is the chief cornerstone that all things are joined in him together. He is preeminent.
但是在我们深入交通神永远旨意的内容之前，
But as before we even go in deeper into this eternal purpose,
我个人觉得拦阻我们进入神永远旨意最致命的原因，就是我们对救恩的看法常常是以自我为中心的。
Personally, I feel that there is one great hindrance to prevent us from entering into the full understanding of His purpose, is that our view of salvation is very self-centered.
虽然有的时候我们自己感觉其实我是以神为中心的，我是为着神的。
Sometimes we even think that I am centered upon God, it's my life for Him.
但是因为我们罪人的天性，其实有许多时候我们所谓属灵的追求，甚至包括我们所说的背十字架，其实我们还是以自我为中心的。
But by our sinful nature, so often our spiritual pursuit, our spiritual growth, even as we talk about carrying the cross, is still centered upon ourselves.
那什么能够帮助我们转移我们的中心呢？
So what can help us to transfer this center upon Him?
有两个认识，我个人认为是非常根基的认识。
There are two understandings to me at least, it's very basic.
我个人觉得若是没有这两个认识，神永远的旨意对我们可能一直是客观的。
To me, I felt like if I do not have this understanding, all the understanding of His eternal purpose would be only objective.
可能只是知识和道理。
It would only be, knowledge or doctrine.
或是我们只是活在宗教的境界的里面。
Or we might only live within the realm of religion.
因为我们谈到进入，我们就必须是主观的经历。
Because we are talking about entering into something, then it has to be subjective.
我们是进入与神的关系，不是进入一个宗教。
It has to be your own experience. We're entering into a relationship with God.
更怕的是知识叫人自高自大。
And even more fearfully, we don't want knowledge to puff us up.
我会不会落入哥林多教会的光景？我把神的智慧变成了没有生命人的智慧。
Would I fall into the condition of the church in Corinth where the wisdom of God will become the knowledge of men?
反而叫人自高自大。
Which will puff them up.
所以这两个根基我认为非常重要。
So I think these things are very fundamental.
第一个是我们不仅要认识神是基督的父，也要是我们蒙恩得救神儿女的父。
Number one, we need to know that God is not only the Father of Jesus, but also He is the Father of all of us.
第二个重要的认识是，十字架不仅仅是两千年前历史上我们看见基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
And secondly, cross should not only be that object 2,000 years ago where Jesus died.
所以十字架不仅仅是外面客观的十字架和时间历史中的十字架。
It was not only a cross objectively in time and space.
十字架乃是永远的十字架。
It's not only a cross in the history, but also a cross that's eternal.
是里面的十字架。
It is a cross in our heart.
是一切神圣行动的原则。
It is the principle by which the Lord works in all things.
这两个认识帮助我们对救恩的看法从为着我们自己转成为着神。
And these things will help us to transfer our opinion from self-centered into Christ-centered.
因为时间的关系，今天想和弟兄姊妹一同交通认识神是我们的父。
And because of time, we'll focus on this one thing, knowing God is our Father.
下次主若许可有机会，我们再一同交通十字架一切神圣行动的原则。
Next time, if we have an opportunity, we'll share about the cross being, the principle by which the Lord works in all things.
好，我们交通一下神永远旨意的源头是永在的父，
也就是神为父的心。
So we'll share about him being the eternal Father is the origin of his eternal purpose. He has this heart of a father.
刚才我们读到约翰一书一章三节的话，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交， 我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
As we read from 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我请大家注意，这里所提的不是说我们乃是与神并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
Please pay attention here. It is not saying our fellowship is with God and with His Son Jesus Christ.
这里乃是说我们是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
But rather here specifically says our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以今天的负担是希望弟兄姊妹我们要进入这个伟大的祝福。
And that our burden this morning is that we can all enter into this great blessing.
就是神不仅仅是耶稣基督的父，他也要做我们的父。
That our God is not only the Father of His Son Jesus Christ, but He wants to be our Father.
我们上次也提到，人对救恩有四个不同看法的大小的视窗。
And last time we mentioned that man may have a different lens in viewing the salvation.
我们对救恩看法不同的视窗里，也会影响我们对神认识。
And from if you see salvation in these different lenses, then it also influences our understanding of the Father.
在第一个最小的视窗里，我们看见人堕落了，所以神差遣基督来救赎我们上天堂。
In the smallest understanding, we knew that we have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and Jesus came to die and bring us to heaven.
所以我们看见神是救赎主。
So we see God is our Savior.
那第二个视窗里，我们看见他创造人来代替他管理全地，引进国度。
The second window is a little bigger. We see that God came to rule and reign over the earth, and He will bring everyone into His kingdom.
所以我们看见神是全地的主。
And we see that He is the Lord of the whole earth.
那第三个视窗里，我们看见他按着他们的神的形象造我们，让我们磨成神儿子的形象。把宇宙带进新造的里面。
And if you see a little more wider, then you will see that He has created man after His own image. He wants to bring all of us into a new creation in the universe.
所以我们看见神是创造的主。
And we see that God is a God of creation.
但是在神永远旨意的视窗里，我们所看见的不仅仅是神所做的事情，或是神各方面的特性。
But in view of His eternal purpose, we do not only see His work or the hands of His work or His nature.
我们来看见，我们回到的是神是一位，他是父。
That we see that He, our God, is one. He is the Father of all.
这是永在的父的意思。
That's why the Bible calls Him the eternal Father.
神永远旨意的那个起点。更重要的是神是一位父亲。
The origin and the source of all of His purpose is because He is our Father.
神永远旨意的起点是从神为父的心，或者是说父亲的爱开始的。
The origin of His, all of His purpose starts with the fact that He is our Father and He has the fatherly love towards us.
这包含了两方面。
And that has two matters.
不仅仅是我们认识他是我们的父。
One is not only we should understand that he is our father.
更重要的是我们要从神的眼光中来体会神是怎么看我们的。
But more importantly, we should see it from his perspective, put ourselves in his shoes to understand how he sees us.
我们要看见一个父亲的心。
We need to see that he has a heart of a father.
我们要看见一个父亲从他心中的盼望，他所计划出的一切。
And we want to see that he, out of the fatherly expectation, he has planned all things.
所以你才能够明白神永远旨意的荣耀。
Then you will see the glory of the purpose of God.
你才能够明白他向着他儿子耶稣基督和向着我们的爱。
Then you will understand his love towards Jesus and his love towards all of us.
所以我盼望我们看见神永远旨意。是从一个充满爱的父亲他心中的盼望开始。
So we hope at the end of today we will see we can understand his eternal purpose starts with his love as a father.
好，我们要叫重要神认识神是我们的父。
And we need to know that he is our father.
我们必须自己先经历神是我们的父。
And we first have to experience ourselves that he truly is a father.
我们要活在父神的爱中，这才能够使我们不活在宗教的规条里。
That we have to abide in the love of the Father, so that we will not live in the rules and regulations of religion.
使我们不活在奴仆的心的恐惧里。
So we would not live in fear as having a heart of a slave.
因为我们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕。
Because
我们所受的乃是儿子的心。 因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Because what we have received is not a spirit of slavery, leads to fear and tremble, but we have received the spirit of the Son, a spirit of adoption by which we call Abba Father.
有一段时间因为我自己人生的经历或者是在属灵上的一些经历,
in the past, because of my own life experience,
无论是我如何能够胜过我身上的难处, 或是追求真正认识主的事情上面,
whether it is on how I had to overcome the difficulties in my life or when I truly desire to pursue after the Lord.
里面有一个体会, 就是真正认识神是父, 是非常关键重要的。
And I had a very deep impression that knowing Him being our Father is truly important.
里面有这样的感觉, 或者说我们所说的启示吧。
That I have this feeling or perhaps a revelation.
后来我读到斯百克弟兄的交通,
and then later on, I read a book from T. Austin Spark.
斯百克弟兄的交通印证了我的感觉, 我里面非常的喜乐。
And his fellowship truly confirmed my feeling, and I was greatly rejoiced.
基督来到地上为了彰显神, 因为没有人认识神, 是父怀里的独生子, 把将神显明出来。
Christ came to the earth to manifest who God is, because no one knew God.
在旧约里面神有许多的名字,
in the Old Testament God had many names.
这些名字说到神的荣耀, 说到神的圣洁, 说到神的伟大, and these, 说到神的独一,
and these names describe the holiness of God, the greatness of God, the power of God, and that He is the only God.
但是这些名字通常让我们感觉神很遥远,
but very often these names cause us to feel that God is very far away.
而且感觉神是不能靠近的,
and He is unapproachable.
甚至感觉神是非常可畏惧的,
and He is to be feared.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上, 为了要彰显神, 祂是神荣耀所发的光辉, 是神本体的真相。
Yet when Jesus came to the earth, He shows that He is the radiance of God's glory. He is the true image of God Himself.
但斯百克弟兄说主耶稣来到地上彰显神最重要的一个彰显和启示就是让我们知道神是父。
But T. Austin Spark has written that the most important thing that Jesus came to manifest on the earth is that God is our Father.
约翰福音和约翰书信充满了这方面的教导。
And from the Gospel of John and all the letters of John is full of these teachings.
在使徒约翰的眼中, 认识和经历神是我们的父是非常明显重要的。
And in the writing of John, understanding that God being our Father is most important.
我们举几节我们所熟悉的圣经。
And we can use some scriptures as examples.
约翰福音4章23节,
John 4:23,
时候到了如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Jesus says, an hour is coming, but now is, that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And such people, the Father seeks to be His worshippers.
约翰福音8章19节, 他们就问他说，你的父在哪里? 耶稣回答说，你们不认识我, 也不认识我的父, 若是认识我, 也就认识我的父。
And John 8:19 says, they were asking Him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you do not know me, nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.
14章9节, 耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗? 人看见了我就看见了父，你怎么说将父显给我们看呢?
And John 14:9 says, Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
约翰一书2章23节24节, 凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里, 你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
1 John 2:23, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son also has the Father. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If you If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father.
那要有空可以读读约翰福音十四章到十七章。
If you have time, you can go back and read John 4, chapter 14 to 17.
这是主耶稣他上十字架前最后的晚上，他向门徒们所说最后的话。
These are the conversations Jesus had with his disciples on the night before he went out to the cross.
所以这段话呢，总结出了主耶稣他来到地上，他所有的工作，所有的教导，他心中的意念和他的目的。
So these words are like a summary of all the works and all the teachings of the Lord.
斯派克说这段话总结在一个字上面，就是父亲。
And T. Alton Sparks said, you can summarize all of these chapters in one word, that is, Father.
主给我们一个革命性的启示。
And he had given us this revolutionary revelation.
本来那个遥远我们不敢靠近可畏惧的神就是我们的父。
And this God who is so holy and unapproachable seems to be far away, and the one that we fear is actually our Father.
这是一件我们人不敢想象的事。
And this is something unimaginable to us.
所以当主耶稣跟犹太人说神是他父亲的时候，
So when Jesus told the Jewish leaders that God is my Father,
所以犹太人马上就说这个人是亵渎神的，他是该死的。
They immediately said, you are blasphemies.And he ought to die for his blasphemy.
所以今天我们得到了主带来何等宝贵的启示，弟兄姊妹们。
But we have such a precious revelation.
他要我们认识神是我们的父亲。
He wants us to really know that God is our Father.
我们理性上可能都知道。
And logically, perhaps we do understand this.
但是我们是不是真的认识，真正的经历神是我们的父？
But have you truly known, have you truly experienced God being your Father?
我们是不是真的知道神向着我们的心意是什么？
Do you really understand God's heart to you?
他在我们生活中他怎么带领我们？
And how he has led you in our lives.
我非常喜欢约翰一书二章一节的话。
I really like the words from 1 John 2.
然后每次我读到我都非常感动。
1 John 2:1.
我们知道约翰一书第一章后段后半段。
And we know the second part of this book.
No, the first the chapter.
Okay, the second part of chapter one of First John.
Yeah, yeah. 讲到神是光，光来了就要显出我们的黑暗和我们的罪。
He talks about God is light, and when He comes, He reveals our darkness and reveals our sins.
我们这个罪人在神面前就被审判了。
And that we are under judgment before this holy God.
他说：“我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他就赦免我们的罪。”
And He says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just; He will forgive us of our sins.
但是到了第二章第一节的时候，他说：“我孩子们啊。”我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Yet when he comes to chapter 2, he says, My little children, I'm writing these things so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
第一章他讲到我们与神的关系，他是神，我们是罪人。
Chapter 1 talks about our relationship with God. He is God and we are sinners.
但是当我们承认自己的罪，何等的宝贵，神马上就变成我们的父了。
But as we confess our sins, how precious it is that God immediately becomes our Father.
不是在神那里我们有一位中保，我们乃是在父那里我们有一位中保。
It is not that we have
就是那义者耶稣基督。
It is not that we have advocate in front of God, but that we have advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous.
本来那审判的神，光明圣洁，我们不敢靠近的神，今天成为我们的父。
He used to be a God of judgment, a God who dwells in the inapproachable light, but now He has become our Father.
在神那里，我们有一位中保，就是义者耶稣基督。
And before the Father, we have an advocate that is Jesus Christ the righteous.
好，我们看一下认识神为父的心为何会影响我们对神永远旨意的追求。
And then we can see how knowing His fatherly heart can affect our pursuit of His eternal purpose.
约翰一书二章十三节到十八节这一段话。
From First John 2, verse 13 to 18.
这一段话里面啊，提到小子、少年人和父老。
Here he talks about little children, young men, and fathers.
他说出我们属灵成长的三个阶段。
It talks about the three different aspect of spiritual growth.
在每一个阶段里面，我们与父神不同的交通和经历。
In every phase, we have different experiences with God the Father.
但我们注意，它是从认识神是我们的父开始的。
But it all begins with us knowing that He is our Father.
直到我们成为父老，才能使神的心满足。
Until we become fathers ourselves, then God's heart can be satisfied.
也就是说，我们成熟了，我们也成为父亲的形象，我们能够分享父他的生命。
Meaning, as we grow, as we mature, we also become like Him. We can also share the life of a father with Him.
我们成为父亲的形象，像神一样父亲的形象，我们分享他的生命，他的性情。他的目的，他的旨意。
As we grow and we become to, we are made more like him. We can share in him, with him, his life, his purpose, his works.
好吧，我们把中英文，我们一同把这段圣经我们念一下。
Why don't we read this scripture together in Chinese and English together?
我们一起来。
I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
你也善能那二者, 不要爱世,
do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eye, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的
Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour.
从此我们就知道如今是末时了。因为时间的关系，这一段圣经呢，我的重点是放在认识神为父的心如何影响我们对神永远旨意的追求。
Because of the time, we just focus on how knowing his father, knowing him being our father can affect our pursuit of him.
第一方面我们要讲出父亲就说出父的期望，它使我们脱离宗教律法规条。
Firstly, we talked about knowing that he has a fatherly expectation, which will free us from religion.
我们看见下一页。我们看见神不仅仅是神儿子耶稣基督的父，也是我们的父。
这个为什么重要
？We have already seen that God is not only the God, the Father of Jesus, but also our Father.
下一页。若是我们没有看见神永远的旨意的源头是从一个父亲的爱，从一个充满爱的父亲他心里的盼望开始的。
If we do not see that the origin of all his purpose is coming from a father's love,
我们可以认识神永远旨意的内容。
Then we can know the knowledge of what, what his purpose is.
但恐怕我们非常容易活在字句、宗教、规条要求的底下。
But very easily we'll live under religion, live under the regulations and the words of law.
而且我们可能想做，我们也没有能力去做。
And very often we want to follow it and we will have no power to do it.
有一个年轻人去刚刚去读大学。
There was a young man who went to college.
在大学里面他认识了几个人。
And in college he met several friends.
年轻人们刚刚离开家进入大学都很兴奋。
And of course all the young people who left home and went to live in the college are all very excited.
一到周末呢就各处寻找活动和新鲜的经验。
And every weekend that they will go look for activities and new experiences, new things to do.
他们每次都邀请这个年轻人。
And every time these friends will come and invite this young man.
但这个年轻人都非常婉转地拒绝了。
And this person very often would refuse or reject the invitation.
最后他这些朋友受不了了，就问这个年轻人说：“你是不是不喜欢我们？”
At the end, all his friends cannot stand it anymore. He says, "Do you not like us?"
为什么我们每次邀请你，你都不参加呢？
How come we invite you to all these fun things and you refuse to go?
那年轻人回答他说，你们每次邀请我，其实我很心动，我也很想去。
And this young man said, actually, every time you invite me, I always wanted to go.
但是我每次想到我的父母是那么不容易的，用了他们毕生的努力把我送进大学。
But at the same time, I will certainly remember my parents, how they have worked and labored all their life so that I could have this opportunity to go to college.
我每次想到他们，我就觉得我不能辜负我父母的期望。
And when I remember them, I realize I cannot, fail their expectations.
我不能辜负他对我的爱。
I cannot fail on their love.
我必须好好的利用时间。
I have to use my time wisely.
弟兄姊妹，认识神是父，认识神的旨意，不仅仅是从一位全能全智的神开始的。
But then, sisters, understanding that He is the Father and He has a purpose, and not only talks about He is the Almighty One.
乃是从一位父亲的爱和父亲的期望开始的。
But to begin knowing that He is our Father and He loves us and He has expectations for us.
神是那么不容易。
He has done so much.
神全部的爱都在主耶稣的身上。但是却因爱我们，把他舍在十字架上。
That all his love is upon his son Jesus Christ, but also because of love, he was willing to give up his son for us.
神是多么不容易，让我们能够今天成为他的儿女。
And how much did he have to do so that we can be called children of God?
神是多么不容易把我们带进他的旨意里面。
And how much work he suffered so that he can bring us also into his purpose.
所以我们不再活在宗教规条、律法的要求和审判。
So we no longer need to live under the fear and the letters of the law and of religion. But that we can live under the love of the Father. Then everything would seem so natural, so full of warmth, full of hope.
三周前弟兄在这边讲信息。
Several weeks ago, a brother was here sharing.
说到他自己生命里面重要改变的时刻。
And he shared about, the moments of his life where he really experienced drastic change.
都是因为他看见他父亲爱他。
And he said every time he had to change is because he saw that the father loves him.
我虽然也年过六十了。
And I also is over 60 years old.
但我坐在那里，我听见这些话，我立刻能够感觉父母爱的温暖的怀抱。
But as I was sitting there listening to his sharing, I immediately remembered the love of my parents.
我完全能够理解弟兄的话。
I fully understood what he meant.
因为我自己也是一个很淘气的孩子。
Because I too was a very naughty boy.
你看，每次想到要做坏事，我想到我的父母亲，他们会如何的伤心难过。
Whenever I wanted to do something devious, I would remember how that would grieve my parents' heart.
这个爱就会约束我。
That it was their love for me that constrained me.
爱是最大的能力。
That love had the greatest power.
爱是永不失败的。
And love never fails.
我们上次也说了，神永远的旨意也控制着我们每一个基督徒的生活。
And last time we also mentioned that this eternal purpose constrains our Christian lives.
我们可以明白家庭、婚姻、儿女、工作、学业。
We understand our family, our marriage, our being parents and children.
每一个生活的局部与神永远旨意的关系是什么？
All the small details of our life has everything to do with God's purpose.
他被放在那里，他为是他的目的是什么？
As he places in different positions and circumstances, he has a purpose.
所以我们在家庭里面学习做父亲，这个每日最平常、最简单，在家庭中怎么样学习做父亲？都可以是为着神永远的旨意。
So as we learn to be a parent at home, it seems to be the most simple, most basic thing, but that could be the very thing that teaches us how to live in the eternal purpose of God.
耶稣来到地上，不只是教导我们关于父神的事情。
As Jesus came to the earth, not only to show us about the Father,
no, teach us.
Teach us about the Father.
他乃是把父神活出来，展现给我们看 ，show to us.
But he also lived out the Father and showed us what the Father is like.
当我们看见主耶稣是怎样的一位，我们就知道天父是怎样的一位。
And when we see who Jesus was, then we will see who God is. the Father is.
所以腓力求主将父显给他看。
And so Philip at the end says, Jesus, show me the Father.
主对腓力说，人看见了我就是看见了父。
And the Lord says, if you see me, then you will see the Father.
同样的，我们也应该在家庭中，我们学习彰显天父。
In the same way, we need to learn in our family how to manifest our Heavenly Father.
在孩子们的顺境的里面。
And when, your children is living in good times.
在孩子们失败软弱的逆境的里面。
Or if they're under failures for weakness,
他们能不能从我们身上的反应看见父神心中的期望和父神的爱？
Can they see the heart of the Father from our reactions to them?
所以这些不是秩序道理的要求。
And these are not letters of the law.
不是我跟你说 I say so.
It's not to say I told you so or I say so.
第二，我们要看见父亲说出与儿女生命的分享，这个让我们能够对苦难有新的认识。
Secondly, we see, the father wants to share his life with his children, which will give us new understanding of suffering.
一个做父亲最喜乐的事，乃是与他的儿女分享他的生命。
One thing that delights the father's heart the most is to share his life with his children.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
所以父亲盼望把他生命的性情、人生的意义和价值观，他做人的目的，他一切所有的，包括他的尊贵荣耀，都与他的儿女分享。
The father wants to share everything he has, his purpose, his desire, his expectations, his value of life, his outlook of the world. He wants to share everything he has with his children.
认识神是我们的父亲，所以我们知道神他创造我们、重生我们是要把他的生命给我们。
And if we know our God as our Father, then we should understand as He born, that we can be born again, as we can be saved by Him, it's so that He can give His life to us.
神要我们分享他的生命、他的美德、他的眼光、他的目的、他的产业、他的丰富。
He wants to share with us His life, His excellencies, His beauty, His glory, and all of His inheritance.
这就是彼得后书一章三节告诉我们的话。
And that is what 2 Peter, verse 1 says.
他说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
2 Peter 1:3 says, as pertain to life and godliness, he has given us all things through the knowledge of him.
建议我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
So that we can have knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
神甚至要分享他的宝座中的权柄给我们。
He even wants to share the authority and power from his throne.
这是我们微小被造的人怎么敢想象的事情。
And that this is completely inconceivable to us who are so small.
所以父亲为了这个生命分享的目的，所以父亲要管教栽培训练我。
And for this very purpose that he wants to share everything with us, therefore he has to discipline us, train us.
这也是我们上次提到，当你认识神永远旨意的时候，苦难对于我们会有新的意义和解释。
And that's why we also shared last time, when we come to understand the eternal purpose of God, then suffering will have a new meaning, a new understanding to us.
监狱就变成了学校。
A prison could be a place of, could be a school.
结果变成了过程。
And that the result of things could be just a means to an end.
刑罚变成了训练。
And our disciplines will become our training.
奴仆的心变成儿子的心。
Which would transform our heart of a slave to be a heart of a son.
惧怕变成了蒙爱。
And that our fear will become love.
刑杖变成神的手。
That his rods will, through his rods we see his hands.
逃避变成我们欢喜被成全。
And we used to avoid him, now that we rejoice because we are being made more like him.
希伯来书十二章五到八节的话大家都很熟。
And we are very familiar with Hebrews 12.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. And for what son is there that his father does not discipline? And if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
神甚至要我们分享他宝座中的权柄。
He even wants to share the power from his throne with us.
所以我们所受的训练是做王的训练。
Therefore, the discipline we receive is the training of a king.
因为是做王的训练，也一定是最严格的训练。
Because you are being trained to be kings, therefore it has to be the hardest discipline.
现在我们都希望把孩子送进好的大学，送进好的研究所。
And we all desire to send our children to the best college, the best graduate school.
孩子也希望进好的大学，进好的研究所。
And of course, many children want to go there.
他们也知道那里读书的话，可能比别的地方更辛苦一点。
But they also understand to go to the best school, they probably will have to undergo harder trainings.
但是他们里面是荣耀盼望的感觉。
But in their heart, they have a heart of a joy, a heart of hope.
我以前从屏东到高雄上高中。
And before, when I was in high school, I have to go from 屏东 or a small town to a bigger city.
我每天早上一早要骑脚踏车到火车站。
And every morning, I have to take a bike and ride a bike to the train station.
坐一个小时火车到城里。
And I have to take a 1 hour train ride to go into the city.
再走20分钟到学校。
And I will walk 20 minutes from the train station to my school.
放学的时候反过来。
And it's a reverse, on the way back.
走路到火车站。
Walk to the train station.
坐一个小时火车回去。
Take 1 hour train ride back home.
再骑脚踏车回家。
And then ride my bike back to my house.
冬天的时候出门的时候没有太阳。
And in the winter time, I leave before the sun comes up.
晚上放学的时候天已经黑了。
And it will be long after dark before I can get home.
但是里面是荣耀盼望的感觉。
But in my heart, there was a desire, there is a hope.
监狱变成了学校。
And this prison, is my school.
结果变成了过程。
And that this, the result is just the means to an end.
刑罚变成了训练。
That all this discipline are actually my training.
都因为我们知道这个目的是什么。
It's all because I understood what the purpose was.
小时候父亲教我们骑脚踏车是许多人非常美好的回忆。
And many people have this wonderful memory of how your parents or your father taught you how to ride a bike.
父亲推你往前面走。
And your father was pushing you forward.
你在前面骑着车子。
And you were riding in front of him.
父亲似乎手放开了。
At one point, as if he had let go.
但是父亲从来没有离开过你。
But he would never leave you.
父亲喘着大气在后面跟着你跑。
He's running after you, huffing and puffing.
父亲的手一直在你旁边。
And his hand is always right next to you.
当你不稳快跌倒的时候，父亲轻轻一扶，你又欢喜地奔驰在路上。
And when you're losing balance yourself, his hand is right there to guide you and help you. And then before you know it, you're riding by yourself.
我们学会了骑脚踏车，享受这个速度，是不是人生非常喜乐的一件事情？
And as we learn how to ride a bike, as we enjoy the speed, is one of the greatest joy in our life.
心脏变成神的手。
But his rod becomes his hand.
我们要是逃避，会变成我们欢喜被成全。
And if we run away from it, then we will not experience the joy.
Yeah. 第三个我们要讲到，父亲就讲到爱的扶持。
Thirdly, we talked about, our father, he supports us in his love.
他帮助我们胜过难处和仇敌的谎言。
And he helps us to overcome all our difficulties and overcome the lies of the enemy.
当我们愿意为神永远旨意而活。
When we have a desire to live for his eternal purpose.
事实上这不是一件简单的事情。
It is not a simple matter.
因为我们罪人的天性
And especially because of our sinful nature.
这个里面会充满了挑战难处，要经过许多的训练。
There are many difficulties, many challenges that we have to be trained.
因为这是做王的训练，刚讲的一定是最严格的训练。
Just like we said, this is training to be a king. It has to be the training of the hardest kind.
而且仇敌会见缝插针，谎言欺骗。
And the enemy is right around us, trying every chance to distract us.
所以我们很容易就会灰心丧胆。
So very easily we can fall into despair and very, very easily we will lose heart.
但是认识神是我们的父，我们进入父与他儿子耶稣的基督的交通，使我们胜过难处，胜过仇敌的谎言。
But if we know our God as our Father, we can enter into the fellowship with the Father and the Son, which will help us to overcome all the lies of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在难处中知道神是我们的父，给我们的安慰是非常不一样的。
And when we are in our difficulties, when we know that our Father loves us and He comforts us, this is very different.
基督徒我们都会说我们要用信心。
And of course, all Christians will say, oh, we have faith.
是的，我们要用信心。
Yes, we need to have faith.
我们可以相信神是不会错的。
We can believe that God is never wrong.
我们也可以相信神是绝对公义公平的。
We can have faith knowing that He is righteous, He is just.
甚至我们也可以说神就是爱。
And we can even say that He is love.
但是这些常常感觉神似乎是很客观的站在旁边。
But very often we feel that He is just very objectively standing on the side.
他好像并不感觉我们所感觉的。
As if he cannot sympathize with us.
但是当我们知道神是我们的父，我们就知道神不再是客观的站在旁边。
But if we know that he is our father, then we know he's not just a bystander.
他能够感觉我们所感觉的。
He can feel our pain.
弟兄姊妹，我想这个一点都不难体会。
And we know this is not very hard to understand.
就像我这个人，我生病了，我这个病让我很痛苦。
Just like if I fall in sick, and this illness gives me a lot of pain.
我找到好的医生，我相信好的医生，他也会尽他所学的来帮助我。
I can find the best doctor. We can trust this doctor with all his knowledge, all of his experience. He will try to help me.
我甚至也知道这个医生他的技术，他绝对可以医治我。
And perhaps he can even heal me by his ability.
但是对我们来说，医生他总是客观的。
But to us.Doctors are all objective.
但是父亲就不一样了。
But a father is different.
因为我们当中的弟兄说到
There was a brother among us who shared before.
他说他儿子还是 baby 的时候生病了。
When he had when his son was just a baby, the son felt ill.
他常常要验血来打抗生素。
So very often he had to take him to the hospital to do blood works and to
但是小 baby他要 找血管扎针，要找不到血管。
And to inject antibiotics. So, but for a little baby, the vein is very small. Very often the nurse cannot find the vein.
常常要扎针，要扎好几次，要找好几次。
Very often the nurse will have to poke him many times before he can find the vein to draw blood.
儿子在那里哭。
And the son was there, the baby was there crying.
父亲站在旁边在心里哭。
And the father standing next to the son crying in his heart.
真是心疼。
And he feels the pain.
心里想说让我躺在那里吧。
He says, rather me be lying there.
让我来代替他吧。
Let me take his place.
这个是父亲的感觉。
And that is the heart of a father.
有一个福音朋友他生病了，找不出原因。
There was one time a gospel friend, he became sick and he couldn't diagnose the issue.
我就传福音给他，要他祷告依靠神。
And I went to share the gospel with him. I told him, "Oh, pray, trust in the Lord."
朋友很豁达，他说我也不是很在乎，人生潇洒走一回就是这样。
He actually was very open-minded. He says, "I don't really care. You know, we live one life. If I die, I die."
我跟他说，你不在乎，但是神非常的在乎。
But I told him, you might not care, but God really cares.
神看你这样受苦，看得心疼啊。
God sees your suffering and he feels your pain.
弟兄听进去了。
And he actually received it.
现在称他弟兄了。
And now I can call him my brother.
这是父爱我们的心。
It's because our father loves us.
所以约翰告诉我们神是爱。
And so therefore, John tells us God is love.
但是约翰福音和约翰一书约翰更告诉我们神是我们的父。
But even more so, in the Gospel of John and 1 John tells us, He is our Father.
最后我们说到父亲就说到家。
And then lastly, when we talk about the father, we talk about a home.
在聚会中我们学习做父亲。
And in the fellowship, we learn how to be a father.
主耶稣来不仅显示神是爱我们的父亲。
And the Jesus not only came to show us that God is a father who loves us.
他也来成就父神心中的一个盼望。
But he also came to accomplish the desire of the father.
说到神是父。
To talk about God being the father.
当我们强调一个父亲的时候，很明显的知道父亲心中的盼望是一个家。
And very obviously, when we talk about the father, he desires to have a home.
教会在神的心中一个非常重要的意义就是神的家，就是家。
The church, one of the most important meaning to God, is that this is His house, His home.
基督做长子，带许多儿子进入这个家庭。
Christ is the firstborn who will bring many sons into glory, many sons into this family.
而且要磨成神儿子的形象进入荣耀。
And He will also bring many sons into glory to be made like Him.
在荣耀中一同掌权。
And in glory they will reign together.
所以我们也讲到，认识神永远的旨意必定会产生一些实际上我们对聚会侍奉教会生活的冲击和改变。
So if we understand the eternal purpose of God, that will also change and shape our understanding and our perspective towards church.
当我们作为一个带领的弟兄的时候，我不是说我。
As we become perhaps a brother who shares more responsibility,
我们权柄会变成榜样。
That authority will become our examples.
我们重视事情会变成重视这个人。
And that we care for a matter or a ministry is actually we're caring for the people that we serve.
当我们明白了神救赎的目的是要得着一个家。
And when we understand His purpose of salvation is so that He can receive a family.
这个是主耶稣来到地上，他付上生命的赎代价，他所要成就的。
This is the purpose that He came to give the price of His life so that He can accomplish this.
所以我们为了满足父神心中他的盼望。
And so to accomplish the desire of the Father.
所以在聚会中，我们一方面学习做弟兄姊妹。
On one hand, we learn to be brothers and sisters to each other.
一方面我们要学习做父亲，照顾栽培年幼的弟兄姊妹。
On the other hand, we also learn to be fathers so that we can raise up a younger brothers and sisters and build them up.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Here it says, I write to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning.
认识那从起初原有的，乃是我们在神为父的心的上面。我们能够进入与那永远的父的联合和交通。
Knowing Him who is from the beginning, help us to enter into a fellowship with the Father who is eternal.
我们从保罗身上来学习在聚会中怎么样做父亲。
And we can learn from Apostle Paul how he was a father to the churches that he served.
所有的基督徒，保罗没有自己的儿女，所有的基督徒都是保罗的儿女。
Paul did not have any earthly children, and all the Christians that he has brought up became his children.
想到今天神儿女面对的环境，很自然你会想到哥林多教会。
And as we see the church condition of the church today, sometimes very naturally we think of Corinth.
哥林多教会有许多的问题。
The church in Corinth had many difficulties.
他们寻求人的智慧，他们跟随人。
They pursued after knowledge of men, and they followed after different leaders of men.
他们寻求被世界所接受所欢迎。
They wanted to be accepted by the world.
所以他们即便行淫乱娶继母的弟兄，他们也能够接纳。
So they would even accept the sexual immorals, even those who had married their own mother-in-law.
因为他们觉得接纳这个弟兄，这个是爱心还有心胸宽阔的表现。
Because to them, to receive a brother in sin is a way to show inclusivity, to show an open heart.
他们把神的智慧变成人的智慧，彼此相争。
And they turned the wisdom of God to become wisdom of men. They were arguing and quarreling with each other.
在那边比高下，这边所以因着这些事，他们自高自大。
They were fighting over high places, and for that, they become puffed up.
大家听了耳熟不耳熟
？And if we hear all of this, this is similar to our condition.
今天 一般的教会，我们正面临哥林多教会这样的危险。
And many churches today face the same danger that faced the church in Corinth.
有的弟兄姊妹觉得今天世界上人讲的东西，进化论、生物工程、科技、哲学、人工智慧，听起来比我们更有智慧。
And very often we hear all the things of the world, the evolution, the AI, the bioengineering, and all the technologies seem to be, they seem to be very smart and full of wisdom.
我们眼睛所看见的，耳朵所听见的，都是那些充满至高至大人的言语。
And all that we see, all that we hear are from the words of those who are completely puffed up.
那些话都让我们非常困惑。
And many words will confuse us.
基督徒觉得我们基督徒太狭窄了。
And many, even Christians will feel that Christian worldview is too narrow-minded.
所以我们就没有办法被世界接受。
Therefore, we cannot be accepted by the world.
所以我们觉得我们心胸不够宽广，不能接纳不同。
We felt that our hearts are too small. We cannot include more people.
今天人文主义打的广告就是他们有最宽阔的心胸，可以接纳一切的不同。
The greatest advertisement of humanism is that they are fully open-minded. They can accept all people.
但是我们曾经说过，我们要懂得分辨。
But we need to have discernment.
是的，我们要接纳每一个人，但是我们不能接纳罪。
Yes, we do need to accept every creation of the Lord, but we cannot accept sin.
相反的，我们今天是反对罪，我们不是去反对人。
On the other hand, we are opposing the sin of our nature, but we're not opposing any person that God has saved and created.
这是今天年轻的弟兄姊妹他们所面对艰难、所面对充满谎言、令人困惑的大环境。
And these are great difficulties in the environment that we live in.
再加上这些失业，所以他们觉得根本明天没有盼望，风灾、水灾、whatever， 根本觉得明天没有盼望。
And especially adding onto that, all the joblessness and all the natural disasters, very many people feel that there is no hope tomorrow.
在教会里面实在是有需要有弟兄姊妹有为父的心。
So we need more fathers in the church.
跟这些年轻人做同伴，我们一同面对这个环境。
We need to be companions to walk together with our young brothers and sisters. We need to face these difficulties together.
我们来看保罗他如何照顾、栽培、保护哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
And then we can see how Paul try to build up the people in Corinth.
保罗提醒哥林多人来看他们属灵父亲保罗的榜样。
He says, look at us, we are fathers in the spirit. Look at us as an example.
保罗告诉他们说，神把我们列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。
Paul says, God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，看似软弱，是被人藐视的。
We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak and you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor.
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴又赤身露体。
To this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty and poorly clothed.
又挨打又没有一定的住处，劳苦亲手做工。
We are roughly treated, we are homeless, we toil with our own hands.
直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
That we are slandered, we are persecuted, we have become scums of the world, even until now.
但是保罗说，我说这些话不是要叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们。
But Paul says, I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you.
因为我是你们的父亲，你们是我所亲爱的儿女。
I admonish you as my beloved children.
保罗说，师父虽有一万，但是为父的却不多。
You may have countless teachers in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers.
所以我求你们效法我。
Therefore, I admonish you to imitate me.
无论对哥林多教会、对帖撒罗尼迦教会，保罗都做榜样，叫他们效法他，如同他效法主。
Whether it is to the church in Corinth or the church in Thessalonica, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
权柄变成榜样。
That his authority becomes an example.
重视人胜过重视事情。
And to pay attention to care for a person more than you care for an issue.
今天教会里实在需要榜样。
And truly we need more examples in the church.
有弟兄姊妹不仅对十字架有清楚的认识，更能够有为父的心关怀这些年轻人。
We need more brothers and sisters, not only have an understanding of the cross, but that they will have a heart of a father to care for the young people.
不是带年轻人出去玩。
Not just to take them out for fun and activities,
但是做榜样带儿女们效法走主十字架的道路。
But to live as an example for the children of God, to walk together on this way of the cross.
与基督一同受苦，不求世界的恩典。
And to suffer for Christ's sake, and to not seek all the goodness of the world.
我特别请弟兄姊妹们注意哈，保罗这里两次说直到如今，直到如今。
So here, Paul says two times, until now, even until now.
现在不是基督徒我们作王的时刻。
Right now, it's not a time for Christians to be kings and rulers of the world.
在主基督回来以前，这个环境会越来越恶劣。
Before our King, the Christ, came back, this environment will be more and more difficult.
所以也不是我们自高自大的时候。
And it's not time for us to puff up.
是应该悔改的时候。
It is time for us to repent.
在主回来以前，仍然是走十字架道路。
Before the hour the Lord returns, we still need to take up our cross.
教会里面需要有人能够进入永远的父，为父的新的交通的里面。
And we need more people to be as fathers in the church that can enter into the fellowship with the Father.
我想我停在这里。
So we will stop here today.
我今天心里的负担是盼望我们虽然对神永远的旨意我们都耳熟能详。
The burdens of my heart is that not only we can know and be very familiar with this eternal purpose of God,
但是我们要回到起初。
But we need to come back to the source.
不仅仅是时间的起初，乃是回到那个源头。
Not just the origin of time, but to come back to the very source of.
那个源头不仅仅是神，乃是神为父的心。
And the source is not only God Himself, but Him, a God as our Father.
我们所熟悉的诗歌532首《玉露沙蚕》。
And we have this very familiar hymn, Sands of Time.
第三节。
And verse 3 says.
后面他说领我手段何巧妙，他计划何纯正，荣耀荣耀今充满以马内利之境。
That I will bless the hands that guided, I will bless the heart that planned, when throned, where glory dwells in Emmanuel's land.
我不知道大家有没有注意过英文的翻译，英文的意思。
If you pay attention in English,
当我在以马内利之境与主一同掌权的时候，我要赞美那引导我的手，我要赞美那计划一切的心。
It is saying when we enter into Emmanuel's land, when we are throned with him in glory, I will still bless the hand that guided, I will still bless the heart that planned.
有没有注意到是天父的心计划了这一切？
It is the heart of our Father that had planned all of this.
神不仅仅是耶稣基督的父，
He is not only the Father of Jesus.
神也是我们得救之人的父亲。
He is the Father of all of us who are redeemed.
我们爱慕神永远的旨意，是因为天父向着我们的爱。
If we love and desire after the eternal purpose of God, it's because the Father loves us.
所以我们也愿意满足父亲心中的喜悦。
Therefore, we also want to fulfill the expectation and the joy of the Father.
不是宗教律法的要求。
Not because of regulation of religion.
是因为爱的关系。
It is because of love.
爱是最大的能力。
Love has the greatest power.
爱是永不失败的。
Love will never fail.
爱是到神那里最短的路径。
Love is the shortest way to God.
直到如今，直到如今，时候虽然会越来越艰难。
To this present time, even unto now, this time will be more and more difficult.
但是我们有力量，我们有把握，我们有盼望。
But we are strengthened, we have a hope, and we are assured.
皆因为我们认识神是我们的父。
It is because we know that God is our Father.
他行做万事，为着成全他永远的旨意。
And he works all things and calls them to work together to accomplish his eternal purpose.
我们有点祷告。
And let us pray together.
主，我们来到你面前，再把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we humbly come before your presence and commit to you these words.
主啊，我们知道你爱我们的心，比起我们所能描述的。 主啊，我们真是不知道我们的言语何等的贫穷。Lord,
your heart and your love for us far greater than what we can describe. How poor are our words?
主啊，愿你自己的爱充满弟兄姊妹们。Lord,
may your love fill our hearts.
也因为爱的关系，愿弟兄姊妹也能够满足你的心愿。And
because of love, all the brothers and sisters can satisfy your heart.
让我们活在与你爱的交通，与你旨意的交通的里面。
May you bring us into the fellowship of your love, the fellowship of your purpose.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.